From Britain comes news of a proposed overhaul of the criminal justice system, and some of the reforms by which Prime Minister Tony Blair intends to drag the British system into the 21st century sound very much like 20th century American criminal justice. For example, a more open system of plea bargaining. In a speech today, Prime Minister Blair promised a detailed proposal, a government white paper, to be issued shortly. Joshua Rosenberg is legal editor for the British daily, The Daily Telegraph. Mr. Rosenberg, Prime Minister Blair is out to fix the criminal justice system. Is it perceived over there to be broken?
He says that the balance is wrong. He's worried that the balance is too far in favor of the criminals and not far enough in the direction of witnesses and victims. And he wants to change some of the rules that we have here to make sure that more criminals are convicted and properly punished and fewer victims see their assailants walking free.
For example, he mentioned the rule of double jeopardy and perhaps revisiting that. How would he change that?
This is a law which we have had in this country for some 800 years. It says that if you have been tried once, then you cannot be tried again for the same criminal charge. So if a court has found you not guilty, then generally speaking, you can't be tried a second time. What he says is that for serious offences, if there is overwhelming new evidence that implicates the accused person again, then they should go back to court.
And one of his ministers has talked about a more open system of plea bargaining.
What he's talking about here is the example of somebody who wants to know if he will go to prison or not. If he thinks he won't go to prison, then he will plead guilty to the charges he faces. And the proposal is that his lawyers should be able to go and see the judge in private and say, are you going to send my man to prison or not? And if the judge says, no, I don't think this is a serious enough crime, then the man will plead guilty, confident that he won't go to prison. And what the government is saying is that the earlier the accused person admits to their guilt, then the bigger the discount will be on the normal sentence they could expect after a contested trial.
Can you give us some context here in terms of what's going on in Britain with crime or with criminal justice? Is this a source of anxiety for people in Britain generally?
I think people are anxious. They're anxious about crime generally, crime on the streets. Although this is a perception, and fortunately our streets are still pretty law-abiding. You can take the subways late at night pretty safely in London, and crime is not as bad as all that. But people are rightly concerned that with all the initiatives, it's very, very difficult to keep crime, and particularly violent crime, under control.
Across the channel in France, crime and concern about crime were major election issues. Is Mr. Blair perhaps concerned there could be major election issues in Britain?
Well, his speech, which I heard a few hours ago, sounded very much like an electioneering speech. All this must change, he said. We want our police to be more aggressive about capturing and spreading best practice. But of course, we haven't got an election coming up, and it's at least 3, perhaps even 4 years till the next election. So it's a little strange that he should be making this sort of tub-thumping electioneering speech at this particular point in the political cycle.
Joshua Rosenberg, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Joshua Rosenberg is legal editor of The Daily Telegraph. He spoke to us from London.